Impossible. He dies here.
You misunderstand me. Not alive as he is now, but not entirely dead. Bones broken, yes, and eyes removed, fine. But those minor matters are but a beginning. If I were doing it, I should then apply several of these devices here successively. But none of them to the point of complete incompatibility with life. I should inoculate the extremities of his four limbs with an organism which grows, shall we say, unpleasantly. Finally, I should extract his life force and consume it. As you know, that material is a rarely satisfying delicacy with us, taking care to leave just enough to maintain a bare existence. I should then put what is left of him aboard his ship, start it toward the Tellurian galaxy, and send notice to the patrol as to its exact course and velocity.
But they would find him alive, Eichmiel stormed.
Exactly. For the fullest vengeance, they must, as I have said. Which is worse, think you? To find a corpse, however dismembered, and to dispose of it with full military honors, or to find and to have to take care of for a full lifetime a something that has not enough intelligence even to swallow food placed in its mouth? Remember, also, that the organism will be such that they themselves will be obliged to amputate all four of the creature's limbs to save his life. While thinking thus, the Dalgonian shot out a slender tentacle which, slithering across the floor, flipped over the tiny switch of a small mechanism in the center of the room. This entirely unexpected action almost stunned Worsel. He had been debating for moments whether or not to release the Grey Lensman's inhibitions. He would have done so instantly if he had had any warning of what the Dalgonian was about to do. Now it was too late.
"I have set up a thought screen about the room. I do not wish to share this tidbit with any of my fellows, as there is not enough to divide," the monster explained, parenthetically. "Have you any suggestion as to how my plan may be improved?"
"No. You have shown that you understand torture better than we do."
"I should, since we overlords have practiced it as a fine art since our beginnings as a race. Do you wish the pleasure of breaking his bones now?"
"I do not break bones for pleasure. Since you do, you may carry out the procedure as outlined. All I want is the assurance that he will be an object lesson and a warning to Star A Star of the patrol."
"I can assure you definitely that it will be both. More, I will show you the results when I finish my work. Or, if you like, I would be glad to have you stay and look on. You will find the spectacle interesting, entertaining, and highly instructive."